Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hunt Wednesday, October 19th edition of the program. We got U.S. shoppers seeing a 13% increase in the price of groceries. But the Biden administration's like, the economy's great. But all the Democrats saying, I don't know who this Biden guy is. He's some other person's political leader because he's not the Democrats. Yeah, right. White House is trying to push for oil prices to drop just before the election because they are shameless. They are releasing 15 million barrels from the Strategic Oil Reserve. Plus, in Philadelphia, a violent mob riding illegal dirt bikes and ATVs circles a cop on video, cop car, and throws bottles and cans at the cop car. This is just part of the sense of disrespect that has grown in so many places in this country against the police. And it's Biden voters who are overwhelmingly the ones showing this disrespect. We'll discuss that and so much more here coming up in just a moment. We'll be getting into it, my friends. But first up, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow has given me a good night's sleep night after night. It's amazing. It's a fantastic company. Mike Lindell continues to roll out new products for us to try, from the pillows to the towels, the mattress topper, and the Giza Dream sheets. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and I've trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. You've trusted Mike Lindell to do this. I've trusted Mike Lindell to do this. It's amazing. Right now, the Giza Dream sheets, for example, you've heard me talking about them, slept on them last night. They are in an amazing price point. Giza Dream sheets, lowest price ever. They're 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code BUCK. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, and enter promo code BUCK. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special square and enter promo code BUCK. You'll see for yourself. It's absolutely the best. MyPillow.com. I've got basically just all my bedroom, you know, products and things. My pillow. I wear the My Slippers too. They're amazing. I love them. All right, now let's talk about what they're doing here with the energy situation. You got the Biden regime, which is just floundering right now. We can all see it. We're all very aware of it. They're trying to bring down gas prices. Why? Well, this is weird because I thought they wanted us to transition away from fossil fuels. I thought that this was about saving the planet. Oh, we got to take a break from saving the planet, apparently, so that the gas price goes down, so that people have a little more money in their pockets who are going to go vote. And remember, they're not bringing the gas price down for the next 6 months. They're not actually doing something to structurally change the way Democrats approach the fossil fuel industry. This is just a sleight of hand. It's a head fake. It's, yeah, sure, we want the gas price to go down for the next 2 weeks. Then they'll want it to go up again because this is who they are. This is who the libs, the Democrats, have become. They're anti-fossil fuel lunatics. Just look at their rhetoric. Look at the stuff that they say. I mean, here you go. Billionaire pain in the ass, Bill Gates. I mean, this guy, you know, talk about peak male performance. Look at that guy walking around. Apparently, Bill Gates, the guy who tells you to eat bugs. Here he is, just reminding everybody that the goal of climate change is to get emissions to zero.
Well, with climate, we need to innovate to make the cost of doing it the green way far less than it is today. And the goal of climate is to get emissions all the way to zero. So it's not just cars, but it's planes, it's trains, it's cement and steel, it's agriculture buildings. So we have to have ways in each of those areas of making it inexpensive enough that not just the rich countries, but the entire world decides to get rid of the gigantic level of emissions we have today.
Why does anyone listen to this guy about anything? Am I asking for a software update from 1995? No. In that case, I don't care what Bill Gates thinks about anything. I don't care what he thinks about anything. Certainly don't want to take advice from Bill Gates about who to associate with after his many trips to Pedophile Island with Jeffrey Epstein, as we know, a matter of record, visited Jeffrey Epstein's private island. Very strange, isn't it? Of all the people to associate with, really? Weird. But Bill Gates is telling you, eat bugs, we got to get emissions down to zero, and just watch your testosterone levels plummet, you know? Guys should just grow, you know, female chests from being so low T and being so complacent in the face of the matrix and the apparatus. That's the future that he wants for you. Oh, but gas prices, libs are totally upset about gas prices right now. The Biden administration is going to do so much about it. It's interesting. He was actually asked today. He gave a little speech. Not a joke. Here I am. America could do anything. I'm going to stare here at your face. Biden style. Going to yell at you. And I'm going to creepy whisper. He gave some ridiculous speech, as he always does. And then later on, he was asked, isn't this releasing 15 million barrels right now? I know they announced they were going to do whatever it was, 180 million barrels months and months ago. But saving the last tranche of 15 million for right before the election looks a little convenient. The timing of it, a little bit suspect. Here is how Biden, when he was asked about this, I mean, he responds, and you're not surprised by this. There is no lie. It's clip 16. There is no lie that is too stupid for him to say to your face because he's really dumb.
What is your response to Republicans who say you are only doing this SPR release to help Democrats in the midterms?
Where have they been the last 4 months? That's my response.
Is it politically motivated, sir? This
no, it's not.
3 weeks before the midterms?
Look, it makes sense. I've been doing this for how long now? It's not politically motivated at all. It's motivated to make sure that I continue to push on what I've been pushing on. And that is making sure there's enough oil that's being pumped by the companies so that we have the ability to be able to produce enough gas that we need here at home, oil we need here at home. And at the same time, keep moving in the direction of providing for alternative energy. That's what I've been doing. Now, the problem is these guys are asleep. I don't know where they've been. And they seem, you know, price at the pump should reflect what the price of a barrel of oil costs, and it's not going down consistently.
That's what it does. Just because Joe Biden doesn't like it doesn't mean that market forces have ceased to exist. but that they live in an alternate reality. You have to understand these libs are not dealing with things as they actually are. And the best example of that that I can give you is Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is crazy. I mean, she'll say anything, right? She'll just say anything.
And here, this is the best presidency I've ever seen. I would punch the old president right in the face with my little veiny old hand right in the face. Here's Pelosi saying that Biden has had, I mean, she's really saying this, Biden's had the best 2 years, first 2 years of any president you can remember in generations. Play six.
But in some cases, there's no substitute for experience. And I think that what we have been through with the legislation under the leadership of President Biden, who has done a spectacular job, he's had a better 2 years than most presidents that you can name, certainly in the recent generations.
I don't think so. Neither do the American people, obviously. And Pelosi, you know, I often say things like they are divorced from reality, or they are separate. They have separated themselves from the perception of America that the American people have, which is weird because they're Democrats and they're politicians. Their job is to know what the people are thinking, but that's not, they don't think that's their job. Their job is to lie, to raise money, to use the media apparatus, to manipulate people, and to just wield power. It's not to really feel what Americans, everyday Americans, are feeling. I don't care. That's not their problem. They've got more important things to do, right? They've got more important meetings to go to, private jets to fly in. Here is Pelosi saying that the polls that show the American people are more concerned about inflation and crime than abortion. She knows more than the polls, apparently. Play five.
It's been an extraordinary session. You and the president have done so much in terms of domestic concerns, the economy. So why do you think the president has gotten this message through the voters?
Well, first of all, let me say that I think that much of what you've said, I don't agree with. That is to say, the New York Times poll, I think, is an outlier poll. You cite one poll, but all the other
polls. It's also the Real Clear Politics average is showing similar issues.
No, but that was one that brought down the average, and it was an outlier. It wasn't even that big a sample. So I dismiss that. Since Congress adjourned, I've been in an average of five states a week, and I can tell you that women's concerns about their freedom are very, very much still very significant.
The data is irrelevant. I fly private to places and speak to other rich people and pretend to care about the other people.
Nancy Pelosi is the absolute worst. I mean, she's as bad as any Democrat that you will find in elected office. And here she is showing you that this delusion that the left has, that the thing that is so, so, so important, it's so important to them to be able to kill babies for all 9 months of a pregnancy. They think it is more than even a constitutional right, which it's not. Sorry, libs. Never was, but that's another lie they perpetuated. But beyond that, they think that it's a moral duty to abort babies in the womb. That is a necessary sacrifice for women's freedom that has to be made. And they get even more grotesque in the argument than that. I mean, here's Stacey Abrams, you know, is about to lose and lose bigly in the state of Georgia to Kemp. She's going to lose big time. And here she is saying, when asked about the price of milk and eggs, well, you have to understand that women's reproductive free abortion, okay, they always have this women's reproductive right to control the uterus for the purposes of medical abortion is what they're talking about, that a woman's ability to abort her baby is necessary because, you know, if milk is pricey, you got to abort your baby. That's what she, listen, here she is saying it.
You're running for governor of Georgia. I would assume, maybe incorrectly, but while abortion is an issue, it nowhere reaches the level of interest of voters in terms of the cost of gas, food, bread, milk, things like that. What can a governor, what could you do as governor to alleviate the concerns of Georgia voters about those livability, daily, hourly issues that they're confronted with?
But let's be clear, having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't
divorce, being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child.
I mean, if milk is too expensive, you got to be able to abort your baby. This is what she's saying. You heard the argument. That is what she's saying. If the price of bread is too high, time to think about aborting, murdering that unborn child. That's really the plan here. The Democrats are sick. Something really wrong with them. And, you know, she's the same person, as we know, who said that there's no such thing as fetal heartbeat. That's news to so many of the people who have been operating the machinery that the ultrasound machinery that has been showing people for how many decades now the cardiac activity of the fetus, as in the heart tissue and heart cells of the baby. But these Democrats, they'll say anything. They don't care. They'll make the most ridiculous arguments. And, oh, wait, if we're talking ridiculous arguments, we could probably go to Katie Hobbs, who's running in Arizona against Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is going to crush her, I think. But we'll get to that in a moment. In the meantime, I'm just trying to keep you safe online. And $14 billion were stolen from identity theft victims last year. I mean, it's unfortunately a crime that gets bigger year in and year out because the bad guys get more and more sophisticated. I get emails that look like they're from my bank. It's not. It's actually from people looking for my identity. They're phishing. I get text messages even. Hey, just click on this because we lost your account info. And, you know, this is what they do. And they steal your identity and then they take out loans. They take out credit cards, your name. It creates a mess for you. Destroys your credit, too. This is why you need to take action. You need to protect yourself with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock makes it easy to protect yourself by monitoring your identity and alerting you to threats you could miss on your own. If you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist will be dedicated to your case and work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/BUCK for 25% off. Again, LifeLock.com/buck. Hey, if you're a Democrat and you refuse to debate anybody, your Democrat primary opponent, your Republican general opponent for the governor's mansion of Arizona, big job, an important job in that state, what's the argument you're going to make? Well, here is Katie Hobbs, who really reminds me of every gender studies major working part-time as a librarian in the library dedicated to gender studies. Here she is telling everybody that the debate about her not doing debates is over. There is no debate about her not debating. Listen.
So for me, this debate about debates is over. I am looking forward to not only this conversation, but I've been making the case to voters with reporters in different forums where there's the opportunity for a very in-depth dialogue about the issues.
But standing up to your opponent is one aspect of leadership. And you didn't debate in the primary either against Marco Lopez. And I don't think he would have made a spectacle, as you suggested Carrie Lake might have. Why no debates this go around?
You know, I was focused in the primary on what we needed to do to win this election in November, and the voters overwhelmingly chose me in that race. And I think that shows that the debate wasn't an issue there. And I think right now it's a distraction.
Yeah, basically, if the libs in the media will prop up her candidacy, she doesn't even feel like she has to speak about anything or show the voters who she is because, you know, the media will just tell everybody for her. And she'll hide. That's the game. Not debating her opponent. Won't even show up to debate. How can you cast a vote for a person that's so scared and such a phony? I mean, it's so transparent. It's so obvious. Well, libs want power. They want Democrats in charge. Nothing else really matters for them. Nothing else moves the needle. Certainly not principle or anything like that. And then there is this video that I saw. It's in Philadelphia, which just had its highest murder year on record ever last year. It's just deteriorating as a city. And there's this mob that rides dirt bikes. Now, when I say illegal dirt bikes, they're not legal to be on the street. For one thing, they're crazy loud. And in an urban environment, they make way too much noise. Wakes people up. Wakes up pregnant mothers. Wakes up little babies. Wakes up people trying to get up early to go to work the next day, you know? Some of us have jobs. We got to sleep. We don't want to be hearing an ATV at midnight blasting through our neighborhood. But Happens. It happens to me in New York, or me in New York all the time. This is a regular occurrence. These dirt bike ATV mobs that will just make the most noise you've ever heard. It sounds like, you know, F-18s flying 10 feet above the ground or going past your house. It's crazy. And it's illegal. Laws are not enforced on this. Cities just let it go. Oh, we don't want to arrest people for that. We don't want to enforce the street illegality of these vehicles. We don't want a noise ordinance. Oh, I don't know. Social justice can't first enforce the noise ordinance because, you know, why? No one explains, but social justice. What does that have to do with anything? They don't know. Don't even talk about it. But you see this video. This video shows people surrounding. I mean, it's just so indicative. This dirt bike gang surrounding a police car and just trashing it, throwing bottles and cans and everything at the cops. And it's just indicative of the attitude. And this attitude, unfortunately, has been given so much oxygen in the press and by the Democrat Party. This is entirely a Democrat phenomenon of the cops are the bad guys. Do you live in a community with too much crime? Are you in an area with real urban decay, with broken families, far too much welfare, far too much crime, far too many it's the cops' fault. That's what the Democrats say. Conservatives say every individual deserves the dignity of being safe in their homes and on the streets and being able to go and get that job or look for that job in peace and safety. But the Democrats, it's, look, if we got to make everybody less safe, more murders, more rapes, more robberies, that's what social justice demands. Because then eventually they think, I'm sure this is their belief. This is, if you look at the abolish the police left, they will say this sometimes. If we suffer enough, eventually we'll invest enough, meaning just more socialism, and usually along equity lines too, so socialism with a racial component to it, we'll invest enough in these communities, and that will stop all the crime. There's no evidentiary basis for this whatsoever, and in the meantime, we all suffer, and good people of all backgrounds, races, ethnicities, religions, you name it, good people suffer because Democrats are lunatics when it comes to crime. They have all the wrong ideas, what they think isn't so, and they refuse to change course because it would look bad for them going into the election. So, you know, if you want people to be safe, you, your family, and just everybody to be safe in the streets, you got to vote Republican. That's it. There's no two ways about it. Democrats are the crime party. And it's time we put an end to that. More coming up tomorrow, team. Thanks for rolling with me here on the Buck Sexton Show. Please tell somebody about this. It's a fun breakdown post-show of the day's events. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right.
Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.